Lift off, but watch the altitude. Bianca Boats, Managing Director at Citadel Global. SpaceX filed its initial public offering, IPO, paperwork last week at a $1.77 trillion valuation. The company plans to sell 555 million shares at $135 each when it lists on the NASDAQ on the 12th of June, raising $75 billion in the process, making it, if it lands at that price, the largest public offering in history. Saudi Aramco's 2019 listing, which set the previous record, raised $25.6 billion. SpaceX would be raising three times that amount in a single transaction. Whatever one thinks of the valuation, the sheer scale forces the question of what the commercial space sector really is as an investment category and whether the current market enthusiasm is pricing the future correctly or just pricing in its zeal. The SpaceX that is listing is not simply a rocket company. The February 2026 merger with xAI absorbed Elon Musk's artificial intelligence, AI, operation into the parent entity, pushing the valuation from roughly $1.25 trillion to where it sits today. Starlink, the satellite internet service, is the financial engine, with an estimated 7 to 8 million subscribers and revenue projected to reach between $22 billion and $24 billion in 2026. The xAI unit, by contrast, burned $7.72 billion in the first 3 months of 2026 and generated an operating loss of $2.47 billion in the same period. At a $2 trillion market capitalization, SpaceX trades at approximately 104 times trailing sales. For context, satellite peers, Ast Space Mobile and Rocket Lab, trade at 260 times and 91 times projected 2026 revenues, respectively. While the anchor of the sector is expensive, the companies orbiting around it even more so. Those companies have had a remarkable run. Rocket Lab, which started as a small launch provider and has since expanded into spacecraft manufacturing, defense contracts and space systems, hit an all-time high earlier this month after reporting its 2026 first quarter earnings. The stock has appreciated more than 400% over the past 12 months. Ast Space Mobile, which is building a satellite to smartphone network with infrastructure partnerships already in place with AT&T, Verizon and T-Mobile, climbed 17% on renewed enthusiasm for direct-to-device connectivity. Redwire, which focuses on space infrastructure components and in-space manufacturing with contracts across the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, and United States, US, defense agencies, surged more than 22% on sector tailwinds, despite releasing no meaningful company-specific news. Then came Monday, Redwire fell nearly 15% after Global Investment Banking and Capital Markets Group, Jefferies Financial Group, downgraded the stock to hold, following a 163% gain in 30 days. Its peers also saw a knock. Rocket Lab dropped more than 13%, Ast Space Mobile shed 9%, Firefly Aerospace declined around 12%. The Precure Space Exchange Traded Fund, ETF, which tracks the listed universe, entered the session more than 20% above its 50-day moving average. The pullback was not a surprise to anyone running a valuation model. The sector has run well ahead of any near-term earnings justification, and the SpaceX IPO, rather than being a further catalyst, has introduced a different kind of risk, the classic sell the news dynamic, where an asset's price rises ahead of a highly anticipated event but drops or stagnates once the news is released, becomes the event that triggers the profit-taking. This is the tension at the core of the space investment thesis right now. The long-run numbers are credible. The global space economy is projected to exceed $1 trillion by 2040, driven by satellite communications, Earth observation, defense applications and eventually in-orbit manufacturing. Government demand for satellite imagery and data has grown consistently and commercial appetite for space-based connectivity is real and expanding. Goldman Sachs has projected that US IPO proceeds could hit a record $160 billion in 2026, with SpaceX at the center of that pipeline. While the structural case for the sector is solid, the short-run numbers are harder to defend. Rocket Lab trading at 91 times sales, up from below 20 times a year ago, reflects how much of the expected decade has already been priced in over the past 12 months. Ast Space Mobile at 260 times projected 2026 revenue is carrying the full weight of a network that is not yet built on a timeline that has already slipped. Redwire has delivered real revenue growth of $335 million in 2025, with 2026 guidance of $450 million to $500 million, but even there, a 163% move in 30 days was not a revenue story. It was a momentum story. For investors, the reality is that this is a sector where the long-term direction is probably right and the entry point matters enormously. SpaceX as a business is different from the companies trading in its gravitational pull, most of which are pre-profit, capital-intensive and exposed to execution risk that does not yet appear in their multiples. The SpaceX IPO will be a genuine inflection point for the sector's visibility and legitimacy in public markets. But inflection points and good entry prices are not the same thing, and the gap between them is currently uncomfortably wide. Ends. Author at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Plus posts bio at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. What oil price headlines are not telling you at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The market is not an algorithmic problem at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. What the pump price isn't telling you at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Fragile truce built on deep fault lines at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Deal or no deal at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. A consensus to hold at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Rising oil prices equals rising inflation and rising interest rates at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The case for sub R16.00 and why it may not last at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Trump's January actions reshape global risk at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Foreign exchange and financial stability. Why South Africa's delisting from FATF's grey list is a strategic imperative at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. US second quarter earnings season. Resilience amid uncertainty at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Trump versus the Federal Reserve's independence at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Reading the ripples. What drives volatility and why it matters for investors at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Market signals matter more than noise. Rand rises amid global policy shifts and investor confidence. At Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Inflation targeting. What it could mean for the Rand and more at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Navigating currency risk. Strategic solutions for South African businesses at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Currency expert shares 5 top pressures on the Rand in 2025. Share on your socials.